This episode of Innovations in Education is brought to you by Adobe Sign. Adobe Sign helps schools go paperless, which revolutionizes the business of running an institution. Use Adobe Sign to create seamless workflows that are simple for staff and students to complete and can save your school both time and money. Reduce errors, increase security and compliance, and foster operational resiliency. From HR, finance, and procurement forms to student-facing forms like IEPs and device consent forms, paperless workflows powered by Adobe Sign create digital experiences in schools that make life a little easier for the entire campus community. Okay, welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in ed tech. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. On today's show, we have a smorgasbord of interesting content and pointers recently posted to eSchool News, including conversations with Janice Pavlonis, who is superintendent at Carbondale Elementary School's District Number 95 in Carbondale, Illinois. We talked with her on their ongoing efforts to move through the school year that is still affected by the pandemic. We also have some highlights from a recent webinar where I have a conversation with Dr. Matt Joseph, who is Executive Director of Learning at Providence Public Schools, on how they're building efficiencies through the use of automated forms processing. But before we get to those, a few other pointers to some interesting content posted to eSchool so far this month. As with most everything else, professional development has been driven online during the pandemic, and many are finding out that that isn't necessarily a bad thing. Tim Cannell, education manager at PITSCO, wrote a piece called Six Pillars of Strong Online PD. In that, he lists them off. You want to make sure that you're making the most of an e-learning platform. You want to make sure you're incorporating helpful, downloadable, and interactive resources for teachers. Make the learning simple by presenting concepts in small, digestible pieces that learners can easily build on as they complete a course. You want to make sure that the content is relevant and timely, that it employs the engineering design process whenever possible. And finally, that it provides a certificate of completion at the end. All those concepts certainly resonate with a lot of the platforms and technologies that you see that are being pushed on at the student level. I think we're finding that in a meta sense that these things work for helping teachers learn as well. So be sure to go in and read the particulars on that piece. I think you'll enjoy it. There's so many other disruptions that are occurring in the education space, but one area where those disruptions are being turned into innovation is in the special education arena. Many students with special needs had an especially hard time being remote, and yet many have also discovered that these tech tools that were forced upon them are actually making their learning experiences even better. Bo Neal, CEO and founder of SYS Education, posted an interesting essay about this topic. I'll read you a snippet. In an appropriate, optimized online education system, the element of otherness or separation can be effectively minimized. Assistive technologies such as text-to-speech, speech-to-text, and video and audio submissions can be embedded into online education systems as effective tools that personalize the learning experience. Because these technologies can be provided to the general population of students, the students who require them feel less isolated and there is less of a stigma attached. Also, in an online structure, the student controls what information about themselves is available to the general class. They can share what they want, but beyond that, there's a level of privacy that can be comforting for a student who has had negative experiences with the general population in the past. You know, there are so many lessons being learned through this madness. I feel it's important that we try to document and share them with our audience and with fellow educators, which is why I really enjoyed this recent conversation with Janice Pavlonis. Janice is a superintendent at Carbondale Elementary Schools. That's District Number 95 in Carbondale, Illinois. She shares some of the best practices they have discovered when it comes to social-emotional learning, digital equity, and more. Have a listen. Okay, Janice, welcome to Innovations in Education. Thanks so much for taking the time to meet with me.
Thanks, Kevin. It's a pleasure.
Maybe start off, tell us a little bit about your district. I know it's a new position for you. Congratulations. Give us a sense of where you are.
Great. Happy to. So, yep, I just took over the superintendent role here in Carbondale Elementary District number 95. So we serve pre-K students through eighth grade. We have about 1,500 students. And here in Carbondale, we are very much in the southern end of Illinois and are happy to be home of the Salukis at Southern Illinois University as well.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. I say congratulations, but, you know, as it is for every educator and for every administrator right now, it's obviously probably one of the most difficult times in your career to be working through a major pandemic. I don't think that they talked about that in education college, about how to, how to do that. We're about 20 months in. I've had several conversations with superintendents and tech directors, you know, from the beginning, and the importance of getting kids connected and the worries about learning loss and worries about academics, but more and more it seems that the primary worry is about the social emotional aspects, the mental health aspects of students, and not only students, but teachers as well as parents and administrators and everybody. Talk a little bit about where your experience with this, you know, from March of 2020 to now, and what you see as important strategies for your districts going forward.
Right. So in the very beginning here in Illinois, we were sort of told there's no school starting next Monday, just real quick. So for us, the original first thought, like many school districts, was around the academics. How do we ensure kids are still learning? In our district, many of our children don't have internet access at home at that time. And so we really started a grassroots effort of paper, pencil packets. We actually put them in the Kroger store.